Love and light. This is Healthy Talk Show, recording live on Monday, December 30th, 2019. I'm Robert.
And I'm Marissa.
Show notes will be over at healthytalkshow.com/45.
On this episode of Healthy Talk Show, we have colleges spying on students and Kanye on land ownership. But first...
About a dozen new state laws will affect schools across California. Starting next school year, it will be illegal for public schools in the state to suspend students in first through fifth grade for willfully defying teachers or administrators. Then from 2021 through 2025, it will be temporarily extended to kids in grades 6 through 8. Supporters say suspensions for willful defiance are disproportionately used against students of color.
What are your thoughts?
That's crazy. Take it away.
Yeah.
First, you give all this responsibility to the teachers. They have to be, you know, as we've been covering on this podcast this past year, you know, mental health experts for these students. You have to be all these servers. And now you can't, they're going to take away their power to actually have any say or being able to actually do anything about children misbehaving. Woo! Good luck, California.
I feel like they're just legislating around the real issue, too, which is, like we've been saying, teachers are asked to too much.
And yep.
Instead of focusing on smaller class sizes or how to actually help these students.
Or pay the teachers more, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, there are a lot of issues, but...
moving on.
Yeah.
Today, Pentagon tells service members not to use DNA test kits.
Uh-oh. It comes just a few days before Christmas and says military personnel should not buy kits that allow sending off a sample of DNA for testing. The memo says the kits could expose personal and genetic information and potentially create unintended security consequences and increased risk.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Sending off genetic. Yeah.
Wait, so should anyone
should anybody be doing this? And if they shouldn't be doing this, should anybody?
I feel like there should have been a whole warning.
Yeah. It should have been, as soon as these services announced they existed, this warning should have come out and said, everybody, you might want to not do this because it's a huge security and privacy risk.
It also says the data in the wrong hands could be used to conduct mass surveillance or to track individuals.
Wait, what? Wow, what? What?
Thanks for the news.
Thank you so much. We were not aware of that. Wow.
More than 26 million people have already submitted their DNA using the home test to trace their lineage or to spot potential genetic vulnerabilities to disease.
Perfect. Well, 26 million people are not aware of that, apparently.
Yeah, and they've been exposed and compromised.
Damn it.
Some privacy advocates say the data is sold to researchers and drug companies, though the test kit makers have said it's generic data without anything to identify specific people. And the
course.
Sure, just like they did with the cell phones.
it's always just metadata. You can't connect it back to anybody. Don't worry, your privacy is safe with us. Trust us.
Home DNA kit makers say they take security very seriously. Ancestry.com says it does not share DNA data with insurance companies or employers. 23andMe says no
yet.
Yeah.
That's funny that they say they don't. But, you know, it could always change. Tomorrow they could.
That's
What? They still have your information. They could change their policies, and guess what? You're screwed.
Information is shared without consent and says its customers can, quote, choose to have their samples stored at our lab or have it destroyed.
Yeah.
I'm sure you sign away some things when you submit your DNA to that.
Yeah, a few things on this military. Apparently, the military takes DNA samples of all service members anyways. And someone also pointed out that this might be a way to circumvent illegitimate babies or children or wives or women from getting military benefits because they don't want the military people going around spreading whatever they spread.
Spreading their seed.
The seed, impregnating people and then them saying, hey, I want some military benefits because those are great benefits and I want access to that.
That's pretty hilarious.
Could be an issue there too.
Yeah. Well, a lot of issues.
Yeah.
But moral of the story, just don't get your DNA.
Yeah, don't give it.
Don't give it away.
You don't want to know. Do you really want to know? Who wants to know?
We're all going to die of cancer anyways.
It's fine.
Be healthy.
Yep. Going back in time a little bit, September 10th, 2019, WRAL, sports fan universities use tracker app to make sure student athletes show up for class.
The CEO of Spotter EDU says the app is used by 50 campuses. Now UNC is one of them, using it to check if student athletes are going to class.
That's a big name.
UNC?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. You tell me. Is this big name in colleges?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why it's shocking.
There it is.
I think it's a good way to keep everyone accountable and just really make sure people are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Ryan Gerard is on the golf team and had never heard of the app.
And I know you said you are not currently using the app. Would you be open to using it if your coach wanted you to?
Absolutely. I mean, you go to class to learn anyway. We're here at a great institution for 4 years. You're just trying to make the most of it.
Spotter.
Wait, so what else? Man, this guy, is he a slave? Well, I don't understand what his mentality is. Yeah, if my coach wants me to do it and I'm here, I'm on his way. What the hell? Really?
What if your coach wants you to walk off a cliff?
Yeah, come on, dude. Have some independent thought. Jeez Louise.
EDU's CEO says classrooms have Bluetooth technology that knows when a cell phone is close, then detects if a user is in class or not.
The only thing that we have access information to is the time the student arrives within range of the Bluetooth signal and the time that they disconnect from it. But this isn't a GPS or geofence. We don't want to know, nor can we know where the student's at if they're not there.
Still, some have concerns about privacy.
Yeah, debatable.
Yeah, and they left out a lot of things, like they're tracking where else the student is, so they have them all over campus.
Yeah.
He's acting like, oh, we can't track.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, you do.
I don't know. I'd feel kind of weird, like, knowing I was getting tracked. I don't know if I'd be as willing to sign up for something like that.
Do you have any private?
He's a law student, so he's a smart one.
Privacy concerns about it?
Not really. I mean, I feel like people's cell phones get tracked anyway.
A UNC spoke.
That's what's so bothersome is everyone acts like they're so aware of the tracking, but do they understand? Or why aren't they aware of the repercussions of the tracking and what's being used and what the data? Why don't they just don't care?
Yeah, I feel like it's marketed to just make you think, oh, yeah, they're selling you ads or it's for your own good, but people aren't thinking of the greater implications of what all this data
is. Yeah, and it doesn't go away.
Yeah.
Those dick pics don't go away.
Yeah.
They're never deleted. They're always there.
Your location history will never go away, apparently.
Yeah.
Spokeswoman declined my request for an interview, but pointed out that UNC already had other methods to track student athlete attendance. For example, teams could hire people to actually come here to the classroom buildings. And
you like that, don't you?
That is crazy.
Yeah, let's hear that one again. That's funny.
To track student athlete attendance. For example, teams could hire people to actually come here to the classroom buildings and look inside and make sure those student athletes are there. So the spokeswoman says this is just a more efficient way of doing things. Now, the CEO of the app told me that there are some other schools in North Carolina who use this app. He would not tell me which ones.
It's just really weird. Why do you need to track these athletes? What kind of athletes do you have at your school? Maybe you should get a better caliber of athlete. I don't know.
Yeah.
If they're lying about going to school, you need to hire people doesn't matter because it's college and who cares?
That's the approach I like to take. But you bring up an interesting point because the reason why they're tracking them is because of that college eligibility to play.
Yeah.
So they need to keep up their grades so they can play. And of course they believe this is best achieved by monitoring their attendance, but
the Washington Post picked up on this recently.
Yeah, the Washington Post article was much more sinister than that video.
Yeah, well, the video was came out September, so the Washington Post just picked this up December 10th, I think.
Yeah, and it has a lot more worrisome implications, such as they're going to be tracking students' behaviors, or they can already track their behavior. For example, do they only leave their dorm to go out to eat?
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. They can tell how much time they're spending in the library or other parts of campus. And then you really start to question, well, what happens when you bring up scholarships into play with this?
Yeah.
What if you're on a scholarship and they see, you know, you're not at the library enough?
Yeah.
That sort of thing. And then everything could be compromised. So it's really sinister.
Yeah, it can be.
I find it extremely disturbing.
It's,
And I say this as a college professional.
Yeah, we don't need to track students at this level. This isn't.
That's why I enjoy teaching college, because they're independent.
Yeah. Not if they're being tracked like this.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to the kind of helicopter parenting.
Yeah.
And it continues to college, which the surveillance brings up too, because parents want to know, is my kid going to college that I'm paying for?
And they have these apps tracking their kids on their phones. And What point do we stop?
Yeah, and what message is that sending to our youth? Oh, we can't trust you.
Can't trust
you. Have to be tracked
all the time, everywhere. So it just passes on from parents tracking me to college to government, to everything else. No freedom.
Precisely. Where's the freedom?
Yep. Exactly.
You gotta give students room to grow too.
That's the point. Moving on.
Yeah.
The Nation. California fires prove the America dream is flammable. Written by a UCLA professor. What is this?
I was honestly surprised that this got as much attention as it did.
Because the article is basically implying that we need to give up private home ownership for climate change.
The funny thing is, the way the article kind of presents how it reaches this conclusion is very non sequitur, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. They start with the fires that affected a lot of the more affluent areas in
Southern California, I think, and then, specifically.
Yeah. And then it mentioned how their workers maybe were very affected. And of course, their workers are lower class.
Yeah. Like their maids and service staff for these big mansions and crap.
And then somehow that switched to, well, since, you know, we had to build in this area where we shouldn't have built in, we need communes. What?
Yeah. For global warming, for climate change, fight climate change.
Because it's a better way to manage the land.
Yeah.
But that's obviously not proven at all, because have you seen any apartment complexes with nice gardens and communes and vegetables growing in them?
No.
All we see is high density housing solutions.
High density concrete housing.
And it
not
also
in touch with nature or anything.
That goes
not
back
sustainable.
To, yeah. The kind of shut up slave, get in your box.
Yeah.
Here's where you're going to live. You're too stupid to know how to use your own land.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
Yeah.
Because land ownership is so important. It's part of the American dream.
Right.
That's what everyone's always at. Well, it used to be after is land ownership. I want to own some land, get my house.
The white picket fence.
But now the times are changing. People don't want that. They don't want the land. They don't want the yard. No. I'm going to pay for an expensive apartment. Just live in a box.
And buy a car or something.
Very strange. Kanye West had some thoughts on land ownership and some other things on a show he was on back in October 25th, 2019.
What does he say?
Well, let's check it out. Kanye West, Big Boy TV on land ownership.
What do you say to people that say you turned your back on the culture or
exactly
black
100%.
People?
I have turned my back on the idea of victimization mentality.
Of course, he's talking about people criticizing him because he met with Donald Trump and did a lot of stuff. So people were saying he turned his back on the culture, yada, yada, yada. And this whole Jesus is King thing was kind of controversial back when it was released because the whole Christian thing, people don't like, you know, whatever. It's all. And they all push back. And he said, and this guy's asking him, hey, Kanye, how do you feel about people pushing back? Well, yeah, it's what it is. I push back. Yeah.
Reality. We are locked up. We went from 1 in 4. We went from 1 in 4 to 1 in 3, but we always pointing at the white people, but yet we want to spend all of our money on foreigns. We want to spend all our money on luxury as opposed to going and buying some land. America is for sale, and there's a lot of barren land. Disney bought a lot of it in Florida, but the culture has you focused so much on fucking somebody, bitch, and pulling up in a foreign and rapping about things that could get you locked up and then saying you about prison reform. Mm. Like, it's, bro, we brainwashed out here, bro. Come on, man, this is a free man talking. Democrats had us voting Democrats for food stamps for years, bro. What is you talking about? Guns in the 80s, taking the fathers out the home.
Damn.
Yeah.
So there's Kanye saying, landowner, you need to buy land. Disney bought a bunch of land. They keep buying. That's the power. That's where people.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to want to rent something from somebody else who owns it. That doesn't make. You're just making somebody else more rich every time. It just it defies any bit of logic.
Yeah. And going back to that article, that's why I find that article so disturbing. Because it keeps promoting this idea of paying money to somebody else instead of investing it in yourself, like Kanye was saying.
Yeah. So if someone's saying, give your money to somebody else, or Kanye is saying, invest money in yourself and in Jesus, because that's what he's in the Jesus he's on a very religious journey right now. So it's cool. Moving on. I got a lot of clips of next Kanye. Clip. Yeah. Nothing to do with land ownership. Now it's Kanye on racism and politics.
And I told him, I said, look, my father's a Black Panther. My mother got arrested for the sit-ins at age 6. They were fighting for us to have the right to our opinion, not the right to vote for whoever the white liberals said Black people are supposed to.
Damn.
That's pretty funny.
To vote for. You get what I'm saying? Then James Corden went in and said, well, this president, you're Christian, and this president, I don't see anything Christian about him. I said, okay, so last year, y'all tried to tell me who I'm supposed to vote for because I'm Black. Now this year, white liberals trying to tell me who I'm supposed to vote for because I'm Christian. That would be like, I live in Calabasas, so everyone in my car has got to be a convertible, huh? It's just all based on y'all vision of what I'm supposed to do. And I understand, like, a lot of people, it's not a matter of whether you like it or who like it. We are in a country where we allowed to like whatever we like. I love.
Yeah. Can we hear that last part again?
Well, yes.
To who like it. We are in a country where we allowed to like whatever we like. I love.
There you go. And that's what's important. People always forget that, especially with freedom of speech, too. They forget that, people can say shitty things, but you can say shitty things right back. And there's more good people just saying good things and shitty things. Usually the way it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just respect one another. That's all. That's the main message.
Yep.
Instead of putting people in labels and boxes and thinking you know them.
Yep.
Just get to know people.
And with politics, like he's talking about, what the Democrats have been doing is freaking crazy.
Yeah.
And they're getting a lot of pushback now, so.
Yeah, they're getting way too hateful.
Yeah. Kanye West, I'm following with the following rules on what woke is.
I've been canceled before there was cancel culture. Who told you that my career would be over? The same people that are telling you that you can't have a right to say who you will vote for, those people will be soon to take Jesus out the school. Those people will be soon to remove Jesus, period, from America, which is the Bible Belt. Those people will be soon. Man, come on, man. I ain't finna go Alex Jones level on y'all, man. Come on, man. What y'all want? Like, wake up. Wake up, Mr. West. Wake up, culture. Wake up. Everybody think they so woke, but they following the rules of what woke's supposed to be. Hip-hop ain't never been about following rules. It's been about doing what you feel. I'm gonna take the Louis. I'm gonna throw it like this. I'm gonna do it with the polo. I'm gonna do it like this. Even like the way I talk. Hold on. Let me use my African-American voice. Let me use my Disney-approved voice.
Now that...
You know what I'm saying? We're not even speaking in...
Especially the Disney part.
Yeah.
He's Disney got a hard on for Disney.
Yeah.
You could tell he doesn't like Disney for some reason.
It's also true. Everyone's just so judgy about everything.
About everything. Yes. It's all judge. Yeah.
Our own language, bro. Like, we talk louder than this. Africans talk loud. Italian moms talk loud. We talk louder, but we speak in our corporate voice. Or we don't want to ruin the deal voice. Or this why.
I love his white people voice. I don't know why I find it so
He's
funny.
He's a genius.
Yeah.
He really is. I have another clip. Kanye, I don't know. I just put Kanye West. I don't know what he actually is saying. So we're going to learn together.
World countries around the world, the amount of energy and engineers that went into turning the iPhone camera from one camera to two, and guess what we got here? We got three cameras on you that take super long to take a photo if anybody got the new iPhone. But the amount of information and thought that went into that can fix the Bahamas, can fix Haiti. So many people at MIT, let me tell you, MIT right now, y'all in a box. They have you in a box. You can save the world. But you are working on things that are too small. Take a step back. Stop worrying about your college, your loans. Stop worrying about what job that they got waiting for you in Silicon Valley. MIT, you can save the world. Kids in college, you can save the world. I'll put my life on this interview right now. It's up to y'all. Y'all have the ability to just step back from what you think culture is today. It's not about any candidate. It's not about red or blue. It's about humanity. Y'all talking about it's 12 years of oxygen left. Talking about we gonna kill the earth. We can't kill the earth. We're going to kill the things that keep us alive on the earth, and the earth going to survive. It's up to y'all. Y'all the future. Yeah. Y'all the future. But what y'all working on right now? I'm working on this 3D printed thing that is funded by who, though? Y'all could do it.
Yeah. Who you making rich? By paying the rent? By paying... What are you doing it for? Are you doing it for humanity? Is the iPhone, the latest iPhone, is that for the greater good of humanity? Is that what that really is? No, it's not. It's bullshit. It's commercialism.
I agree.
Making Tim Collins, whatever his name is, more rich every day. Whatever. What's his name? Tim Cook.
I see so many students out there that they think they need to work for these people too. Oh, I can't make anything. I got to go work for Elon Musk. No, you do
make
your
yourself.
Own company.
Yeah. Even podcasters.
Yeah.
You're like, I need to podcast manager. I need to this. No, do your own goddamn podcast. Yeah, Jeez Louise.
You do you. Make your own stuff. Start your own business.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. Help your community. Mm-hmm. Get involved with the community. That's what Kanye's saying.
Yep, exactly.
And we got to stop depending on these companies to make a job for us.
And people in control setting standards, setting culture, telling us what's right and wrong.
Yeah, no, telling you what to buy.
No, we don't need that. Last clip from Kanye West on Angry Birds.
And that's what happened. That's what we be thinking about on Instagram. There's a person... They can insert comments at will. They can insert comments that they want to get you. Let me tell you something. This is something that Zane denounced that I know for a fact. The game Angry Birds has a motion like this. And if you remember, girls are just not known for playing a lot of video games. This game was popular with girls. It was a scientific calculation that this set off a certain dopamine specifically in the female mind. What else go like this?
Tinder. What else?
Instagram. Okay. So the funny thing is the people that control that, rappers be talking about, I got your bitch. Instagram got your bitch. Mm-hmm. Instagram got your bitch. Like, I'm sorry, I know my Christian scorecard just went down for using a profane piece of language. You ain't got your Instagram, got all y'all. Because they're going to do it for the gram before they do it to you. They're going to send a picture to the gram before they send it to you. Social media doing more to hurt families than it is to help families. And families are the key to health.
Bam. I just want to play that one more time. Just that little bit there about social media and family and health.
Social media doing more to hurt families than it is to help families. And families are the key to health.
There it is.
Yeah.
Social media was originally, everyone was sold the idea, it's going to bring us all together. No, it actually has divided us and we're actually not closer together. Everyone's really alone now. It's really sad. Everybody's on their phones.
Yeah.
People don't know how to talk anymore. I know. Bizarre.
Gotta just pick up the phone and dial.
Dial the numbers. Yeah.
I will say, this also reminds me of what we were talking about with the data. People always think, oh, I have nothing to hide. But obviously, people were collecting data on all these things that you weren't aware of the swiping motion, and they were able to learn that women were more addicted to it. And of course, now they can engineer you to do
so. Now everything swipes. Yeah, you swipe Instagram, Facebook, all those things are swipe. Yeah. It's all just everyone just loves the swipe thing. It's a swipe, swipe. We all love the swipe. We feel like we're getting something.
Yeah.
There's a dopamine release there. It's kind of weird. Yeah. Very strange. Very strange.
And you thought you had nothing to hide, though.
Yeah.
With your data, with your swipes, with your motions.
Yeah.
It all adds up. They're learning who knows what, and we don't know.
And they're
know.
Using it against us.
Yes. To manipulate.
Yes. To manipulate us. Last clip. Well, it's actually switching gears. January 9th, 2019. The beginning of this year, Democracy Now! Had longtime reporter William Arkin on, civilian. And William Arkin, at the beginning of the year, I guess, he left NBC News saying the media is a Trump circus that encourages perpetual war. He wrote a long, scathing, like, open letter or something just saying the media is a joke. it's pretty good. So here's William Arkin on Democracy Now! On civilian experts disappearing in media being replaced by spooks.
You talked about the people who populate the networks as pundits, and you've been a fierce critic of the national security state, or at least understanding who it is who is explaining things to us. Reading from Politico, former CIA director John Brennan laid a super spook, they said, to be reborn as a TV newsie. He just cashed in at NBC News as a senior national security and intelligence intelligence analysts served as first expert views on Meet the Press. The Brennan acquisition seeks to elevate NBC to spook parity with CNN, which employs former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, former CIA Director Michael Hayden in a similar capacity. Other lesser-known national security veterans thrive under TV's grow lights, almost too numerous to list. They include Chuck Rosenberg, former acting DEA administrator, chief of staff for FBI Director James Comey, and counselor to former FBI Director Robert Mueller, Frank Figliuzzi, former chief of FBI counterintelligence, Juan Zarate, deputy national security advisor under Bush at NBC, Fran Townsend, homeland security advisor under Bush, and it goes on and on and on. These are now the pundits. And so when you have
pundits in mainstream media.
Yeah.
All spooks.
Have a situation like President Trump announcing he will immediately withdraw U.S. troops from Syria and have the troops that are in Afghanistan. You have this massive attack on him that's actually led by the permanent national security state under the guise of pundits on television.
Is Amy Goodman defending Trump?
Well, this was the beginning of this year. This was back in January 2019, so this is the beginning of this year.
Because it almost sounds like she...
Well, she, yeah.
No, she brings up an extremely
She is trying to, but even, yeah, she pushes back. In this whole interview, she pushes back a little bit because this guy pushes on her. Say, you reported on Trump. I cut that all out because it's just hilarious, but not really that was healthy talk show.
But yeah, she's no Trump fan.
No, she is absolutely not. She is super opposite Trump. She hates Trump.
In case you never listened to Democracy
Now. Yeah, it's true. Good context. Yeah, she's not, this is not Fox News.
Well, I think that you've, I mean, what you said stands for itself, Amy, but I would add to it that I think the real crisis is that when we have a panel discussion on television, in the mainstream press, and even in the mainstream newspapers, we don't populate that panel with people who are in opposition.
We don't?
We have...
We don't? No opposition? What?
I've kind of noticed that.
That's weird. Everyone hates Trump. That is kind of weird, huh?
A single war party in the United States, and it's the only one that is given voice. And so really the crisis is not so much that there are experienced government officials speaking out. The problem is that there aren't critics who are sitting next to them saying that you're full of it. And so to me, we need to balance that. And I think that probably because of the phenomenon of Donald Trump, let's just be honest about it, really what we see on TV now is former Obama administration officials masquerading as analysts who are nonpartisan when in fact they are partisan. And indeed we see fewer retired generals and fewer retired admirals who sometimes are useful in terms of explaining the profession of arms and the conduct of military operations in favor of these political figures who have a partisan view. I just don't think the American public gets well served by the fact that there isn't a broad range of opinions on those panels. I want to see peaceniks. I want to see academics. I want to see historians.
Yeah, good luck, dude.
Yeah. Wait, what? This guy wants a reasonable news
dream
guest?
On. Dream on. But you want different viewpoints on subject matter? What? Wait, what? What? What?
Yeah.
You don't want programming?
I want them to as much have a voice in terms of understanding what's going on as I do see a former Obama administration official.
We have to break.
We have to break.
Whoa, the spooks got her.
I know. What the hell? Democracy Now!, you're funded by the users. You don't really have to break. You don't have commercial. Well, you have a one-hour show, I guess. You have to meet the commercial timeline. But geez, right there when we hit drop that, he dropped that. He dropped Obama. And bam. We have to break.
We got
to okay. A little upsetting.
Yeah. But you have all these intelligence people controlling the media, controlling the message.
It's not just one big conspiracy theory. It's kind of weird how the intelligence agencies work, how this all works together, how everything's easier with the internet. The internet's a dream come true for anyone who wanted to do surveillance. Think about the people trying to do surveillance back in the 70s and do wiretaps. Oh, that's hard to do a wiretap. A physical wiretap on a telephone line, it's a little difficult to do. A lot easier to sit back and just bloop, suck everything down for the neighborhood. Suck it all in.
With those stingrays. Ooh,
look at that naked picture. Woo-wee. Suck it all in. The internet's the greatest thing for surveillance.
That's why you gotta use Signal.
And that's why you need to stay educated on the internet.
Yeah.
And stay away from this corporate media and support independent media.
Yeah. Here, we don't have any CIA agents working over here. We just need your love and support over at Healthy Talk Show. So head on over to healthytalkshow.com/support. Your support means that you get unbiased independent media from non-spooks.
Yeah, that's usually a general idea. healthytalkshow.com/support. We record Healthy Talk Show live on Mondays and now Fridays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 a.m. UTC over at healthytalkshow.com/live. Feedback, our email, ask@healthytalkshow.com and healthytalkshow.com/social for our social media links. Love and light.
Love and light.